President Tubbo. Written by Rabbit with a Sword. Read by Crimson Moon. "Hiya, Tubbo," Rambu greets cheerfully. He's in a good mood today. The sun is shining, no more rain, thank God, and life is pretty good. He's planning on maybe doing some building later, chilling with Fundy, as long as Fundy isn't with Quackity and Tubbo, because those three altogether frankly give him the creeps. Or maybe going in to see Filza. "That's President Tubbo to you, Rambu," Tubbo responds, peering at the enchantments on Chekno's ridiculously beefed sword. "Oh. Oh, okay. Sorry, Right. President." Filza interrupts from his balcony, looking far too at ease for a criminal awaiting trial. Not that he knew that last part. Rambu didn't either, not if he wanted to keep his skin. Tubbo bristles. "What's that supposed to mean?" "Oh, just that someone who wasn't democratically elected and makes decisions like exiling people without the approval of their cabinet, or attempting to execute someone without trial, for instance, isn't generally called a president. There is a word for it, though." "Holy shit, Rambu wants popcorn for this." "Shut up! There were extenuating circumstances. Tommy was a reckless idiot, and we couldn't afford another war with Dream. It would have destroyed everything Lemanberg stood for." "Right. Protecting Lemanberg is why you exiled Lemanberg's only surviving founder. Again." Forgotten, Rambu sneaks back to get both out of the way and a better view of this verbal evisceration. You're under house arrest, Filza Minecraft. You're under house arrest." "Yes, I know. Difficult to forget with these fancy anklets." "You stay inside that house, Filza Minecraft." "I have been. I've stayed in this house as you went to kidnap Techno. I've stayed in the house as you claimed he was here for a trial and then attempted to execute him without one. I've stayed in this house as you and Quackity shot at me for sport." "Tubbo and Quackity did what?" "Really not doing a good job of ensuring loyalty, that last one," Filza continues, and Rambu winces. The stress on attempted to is the spiteful cherry on top, and he's very glad he's out of the way for this. Tubbo snarls wordlessly at his ex-best friend's father and draws Techno's bow, firing and firing and firing until finally he runs out of arrows. Filza plucks one from the windowsill, where it had come perilously close to hitting him, and twirls it between his fingers. Interesting that between the president, he was never elected, and the criminal, what crime has he committed? The archer and the target, the president is the one shaking. "There's a word for you, Tubbo," Phil repeats, and shuts the door. The end. Thank you for listening.